This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Yes, it is.
Oh, how I love the sound of the organ.
And you know what's funny about Barstradamus is people either love him or hate him.
Communion.
There's really nobody that's like, you know, in between. Nobody's just like, Barstradamus, yeah, you know, he's all right. Like, yeah. It's either love it or hate it.
It's either bleh.
Right.
Which but yay! Which
makes it funny. But meanwhile, it is hour number three, Bart Scott, on an effing Friday, no less. So, I mean, when I tell you that it's hour number three and it's effing Friday, what say you?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
I want to see how long you'd be able to take that one. We are presented by...
Almost fainted, dog.
Progressive Insurance. I'm getting my hair cut now. Because my daughter just told me I need a haircut.
Oh, man. Do you have to take the brush in and dye?
Now, I'm thinking about this, too, by the way. Because I know one of the callers said, don't dress up too much. See, I don't do that. I go the other way. I think I have to show out, right?
You got it.
So my thinking is bow tie.
Ooh, Sir Brother Noopsie.
Like going like just like black on black with a bow tie. Mm. And then I have my
patent leather shoes?
No, okay. I got my Jordans.
Oh, okay.
The ones with the gold leaf? You ever see those? Yeah. You've seen those, right? The one with the gold leaf. Huh. I never wear them. I have to take them out of the wrappers.
Ah.
But I think I should for this one.
Blow them off.
Therefore, when I'm watching the game, it's like, but at least you know, the fit's right.
Exactly.
You know?
I wonder if you can get some shots up in the gym.
Might need to.
You know what I'm saying? Free throws.
Have you taken a shot yet? Just one.
This Saturday. Take some shots.
Now you're going to start shooting the basketball now?
Yeah. I'm a crash studier. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're the guy that studied the night before the test all the time?
Exactly.
Yeah. I could see that.
I'm like Dory, man. I got no short-term memory.
All right. Well, we'll see how we do. But this. By the way, did you see what Randy Scott said about us?
Who?
Yeah. SportsCenter anchors did another hostage video. Let's be honest. Everybody just understand. These things that you see being promoted by the morning show about this two-on-two that they're very excited about for some reason – they do these hostage videos where they, up in Bristol, they're like forcing people like, hey, here's a script, read this.
See, but
you know, and they feel obligated. Like, I guess we have to do this because you know, nobody wants to do it. Like, if people came to us like, hey, you guys say something for our show. We're like, nah, I don't want to do that, but all right. You know, and then we do it. So these poor guys are on camera and they're reading off a prompter because that's all the SportsCenter hosts do. And they're just like, it's hostage video like. What they're saying, they don't know who I am.
They say they're taller.
They're saying
than
things about me. They like, don't know who I am.
Yeah, they say they're taller than you.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Wait.
I'm going to Bristol next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pull up on them.
You think I'm not pulling up on Randy?
Pull
Scott?
Up on me.
Like,
come on, Scott. We got the same last name, son. Disrespectful. He's supposed to be home team.
That's what I mean. Home team, right? He doesn't even think about it that way. But just the idea of like trying to act like you all big, like they're like we're the tallest SportsCenter duo. Are you, Shorty?
Probably not. They don't know how tall we are.
Exactly. Probably not.
Nor height.
Thank you, Ben Simmons, for once on point. So we'll see what happens, but I'm definitely pulling up. Just letting that known. Meanwhile, we got your calls. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are we like, I know we had the John Kincaid on earlier from Philly, and he said he thinks Doc is staying. Do you think Doc Rivers is staying as the head coach of the Sixers after everything we've heard?
He also
another
said,
second round exit. Yeah. You can see James Harden is definitely completely disconnected with him, and Joel Embiid looks miserable. And the team did not play well. Did they retain him as coach, Bart?
I think you also listened to Kincaid, what he was saying about, you know, he believes all the leaks are coming from Doc's camp. So that means that Doc's like, hey, I got my money.
Because of the whole Laker thing?
Yeah, you know, I don't like this whole Daryl Morey and how he's taking the team.
Mm-hmm.
And won't be the first coach that wanted to move on from James Harden. So if he feels like he can get back to the West Coast, which we think that Doc prefers,
Yeah, L.A.
Then going with a team like – it's like, who do you want to coach?
You think Doc would work with LeBron? The Laker, if the Lakers hired Doc Rivers, would that matter to you?
Guess what? Going against LeBron a lot, right, coaching in Boston, I think he has probably a appreciation for LeBron that a lot of coaches can't, because he's lost to LeBron, he's beaten LeBron, then he went and he battled LeBron, you know, as far as the head coach of the Clippers. So, you know, I think that, you know, LeBron James is the type of guy that you know that if you're in with him, that you can get things moved to get things, make moves happen. I don't think if he feels like he has that control with him and Daryl Morey as far as control over the roster.
I like Doc Rivers a lot. I actually wanted the Knicks to hire Doc Rivers a couple of times. It just never really worked out. He already had a job. You know, I'd heard that Doc always had his eye on, you know, one day coaching the Knicks. He played for the Knicks for a little while in the early 90s. He's one of the best point guards they've had. When he was playing and healthy, he was on the 60-win team in 93. He was good when he played for the Knicks. Obviously, his best years were with the Hawks late 80s. But, I mean, you know, he's always had New York on his mind. It just never worked out. I've always liked him as a coach. I think the second-round stuff and the team's failing thing doesn't always fall on him. But
I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a great coach.
Okay, you could say that, but he does have a ring.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that he is the very top of the problem when it comes to Philly. Like, think about these two franchises. The Nets and the Sixers are the ones that traded their problems to each other. And it just created more problems for both of those franchises. It failed for both of them. One didn't get out of the first round. Didn't even get his playoff win. And the other team now is out in the second round again as their star in Embiid, just like Kevin Durant. Like, the odometer just keeps spinning on these two guys. But we all did, and I got caught up in it too, blaming, you know, Steve Kerr, no adjustments, just clapping, give me the Jason Garrett. And now with Doc Rivers, they're blaming him for everything as well. As Stephen A. doesn't like it. As Stephen A. was, you know, on First Take, obviously, and on NBA Countdown as well, he talked about how this is all just setting up to send Doc Rivers down the river.
I don't agree with Doc Rivers that he did a great job. I think he did a damn good job. I don't believe he did a great job, because I think when you do great jobs, you take something, you take nothing to something, or you win the chip. Those are the two things that I qualify as greatness. That's not the case here, but he did do a damn good job. And let me caution everybody that's watching Doc Rivers speak to those reporters now. That Doc Rivers is a guy that has been going through it the last few months, because he's heard all these D'Antoni rumors. And Doc Rivers has been around. He's been a coach in the NBA for 23 years. He knows what handwriting is on the wall, meaning that you got people out there bringing up D'Antoni or questioning this or that about Doc Rivers in the months leading up to these playoffs, because the stage was being set for him to be railroaded.
How about that? Setting it up. Daryl Morey came in and everybody just thought the assumption was he's going to find a way to get Joel Embiid to the Sixers. James Harden to the Sixers to pair him with Joel Embiid. That got done. And now everybody's assuming, okay, finish the threesome and get Mike D'Antoni in there just like they had in Houston. And now instead of a Clint Capella, you have Joel Embiid, which is obviously a huge upgrade. And they try to run it back one more time. I still think if they do make a coaching change, it would be Sam Cassell. He's already on the staff. Well-respected, a lot of players certainly respect him, was a point guard himself as well, and also is a guy that's put in his time as an assistant coach around the league. I think he would get the job if they move on from Doc. But, like, I just look at it, if I'm Elton Brand, if I'm that friend, I'm just thinking to myself, is this the direction we want to go in? Is this really what we're going to do? Because every decision you make now either is going to cost you more time if it ain't the right decision.
And if you go with D'Antoni, not only are you paying $24 million to Doc, D'Antoni ain't coming for cheap either.
Nope.
So a lot of times when they do that and they're going to eat salary, then they go with somebody that they can say, oh, well, we're going to keep continuity and all that type of stuff.
Nah.
No different from Tyronn Lue?
Yeah. Yeah. Tyronn Lue.
Tyronn Lue, and, you know, with the Clippers when, you know, Doc left, right? He stayed and retained him. So I think they would do the same thing, like his assistants being retained. But, you know, can you say for sure that you think that Sam Cassell would be a Doka, like somebody that can come in and immediately change the culture and get a team?
What did the Celtics do better? Yeah, what you just said. The Celtics had to do that too. They had to adjust the roster. They had to do the same thing. The Sixers roster, that's the other thing that Doc said after the game. I realized that we weren't good enough to beat the Heat. But what he was saying was, we don't have enough talent. Not deep enough.
They got enough shooters. They lost all their shooters.
Danny Green got hurt early in that game, and hopefully he's okay. I felt bad for him. That was a brutal injury. But still, it's just their roster's not good enough. So how are you going to fix that roster if you're just locked up with three guys in max contracts right now, which is what exactly you have? It's the same issue, of course, in Brooklyn. And by the way, Ramona Shelburne did this story. Speaking of Brooklyn, Ramona Shelburne did this story about Nike and Kyrie Irving. You talk about a cautionary tale. You talk about some concern to have. A team might not be able to take your money away, but the shoe company can't.
Yeah, that's so real money. That's more money than the playing money. That's like Steph's like $225 million.
Yeah, there's no cap on that. So there's a story there to get to on Kyrie and his future, not with maybe Brooklyn, but maybe with Nike. That and your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who do you blame in Philadelphia, and what should happen next? We'll get to your calls, of course, and the Kyrie story. But first, Bart has this from Vivid Seats.
The NFL schedule is out, and you can be there to catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. Every powerful run, every Hail Mary, every touchdown celebration can be experienced live. And with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn things like free tickets from your very first purchase. Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th one free. That's like getting a 10% back on every ticket. From the 50-yard line to the end zone, Vivid Seats has you covered with tickets at great prices. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. The Vivid Seats, life happens live. Vivid.
That's all, folks.
Hey, man. Vivid Seats, visit.
Hey, this is what I'm talking about. This song? I should have put this. I'm going to release, I promise, the last segment of the show, I'll tell you when the Spotify mix goes public. The mixtape, yeah. The Bart Hahn Motivation mixtape. Should I add this song to it? You know you've heard this song in the club.
Yeah.
When this one comes on.
It's Strokers?
Whatever you want to call it.
This has that aggressive dancing, too. That's very that more aggressive. That Bogan stuff.
Yeah. There's something about this song, man. Gets you fired up. Maybe I'll add it. Maybe I won't. We'll see. But we already have like a good bunch of songs. And we do have one fitting song that to end the mixtape that if you know our show and you hear it, you'll be like, oh, yeah, they did do that. Yeah. You'll know the song that we are talking about. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Get to the calls here in a moment. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. But Woj and Ramona Shelburne had this story that just came up a little while ago on ESPN.com. And it involves Kyrie Irving and Nike. Basically saying uncertainty surrounding the NBA future, his NBA future, have left the company unlikely to extend him to a similar signature deal that he has right now. He has one of Nike's most popular signature shoes. Everybody loves the Kyries. And the story is saying they're unlikely to extend him to the same type of a deal beyond next season when his deal is up. And that's, of course, based on sources, because publicly Nike is saying they don't comment on contracts or rumors or speculation and that Kyrie remains a Nike athlete. But they didn't deny anything either about his future. You like the Kyries?
I like them. They're a little narrow for me. I can't wear them. They make my feet hurt. So, you know, I have wide foot. So the plate that they're built on is too narrow for me. Mm-hmm. I have to wear the LeBrons or maybe the KDs.
I mean, it's been a relationship that is already starting to kind of fall apart a little bit here. Because remember, was it last summer? He didn't like the Kyrie 8s.
Yeah, he didn't like how they, yeah, exactly.
He called them trash.
Right, yeah.
And that Nike just released it without his okay. And then he just kind of backed off that statement a little bit as well. And it's just everything else. I mean, he's been now all over social media just calling everybody a cockroach. Like he's been doing that. But I mean, and then the Nets, Sean Marks' comments, man. Even Sean Marks made it clear. Like, we gotta know if are you all in or not? Because they got to make a decision with him financially.
Yeah, he potentially can cost himself a lot of money. Now, he's made a lot of money, but nothing's better than – only thing better than money is more money. So, yeah, I mean, you look at, you know, there's so many options, I mean, that you can go after, man. When you want to put some – I don't know if Ja's a Nike guy, but you know, it's other guys you can go for that you can, you have a lot more confidence in. Kyrie's getting older too. You know what I mean? You want somebody that's really connected with the young brand. Like Steph Curry's getting older, but he's a legacy player. I mean, so you look at guys like Giannis
with Nike. He's under Armour, right?
But you look at guys like Giannis, right? Mm-hmm. Who you know can sell anything because he can do no wrong right now.
But don't you think sneakers also, in some ways, it's not just whose shoe it is, but it's also like that the shoe itself.
That's the look. That's the last part of it. Because I mean, Drake made some ugly ass shoes that look like
LeBron.
When was the last time
you were like, I love those LeBrons?
No, I like the couples of LeBrons. And I've even went through I still have the very first LeBrons. I actually let my daughter play her playoff games in them. I think it's the second pair, like 20 years old. But I just so happen to have because I used to be a Nike guy. So I just have stuff stashed away.
Do you?
I let her hoop in them.
Anything in the size 14? I'm just messing with you.
So then, you look at, who can kind of carry the brand. It's about the player and the brand. Like, because Saquon Barkley's came out, and they were okay, like some Bo Jackson, but they didn't really sell for a lot or go out like that.
It's the same with, like, obviously the sneaker deal in basketball is so much different than in football because those are cleats, right?
No, they're cross trainers.
So they
do cross training. Like Deion has some shoes that sold for a lot. I mean, I like the Saquons, but they didn't really catch on because he'd been hurt the last 2 years. Mm. So it's about also with the kids, they think about the player a little bit more than the actual shoe looks.
I'm sure there's definitely part of that, obviously, as well. But if they're ugly.
I mean, come on, them ugly worm shoes, Dennis Rodman, people bought them because they were Dennis Rodman. The ugly Scottie Pimps that just had air on them in bold letters on the side was ugly as hell.
Don't forget, by the way, you know whose birthday it is today.
What idiot?
I mean, you don't know? You just named him. Dennis Rodman.
It's the worm?
Yeah. 61.
He's 61 years old? Mm-hmm. How old is Sally?
Well, weren't they around the same age? We just saw John Sally. John Sally looks like he's like 45. He doesn't even look old.
Yeah, that's because he's straight vegan. Like he's been vegan for like 10 years or something like that. 15 years.
Next couple of weeks. 888-SAY-ESPN. We got some calls. People want to talk about James Harden, the future in Philadelphia after the meltdown, really, in the playoffs. And of course, yet another maddening no-show. Let's go to Buddha in the Bronx. Buddha, what's up?
Hey, guys. Listen, we spoke about the Sixers the other day. I mean, with Harden, it is what it is. Joel Embiid's a great player, but in terms of being a leader, he's still got some things to work on. But I can't, like, absolve Doc. I'm listening to what Stephen A. said and then your other guests. Listen here. If Doc was saying the things he's doing, these press conferences, because he wants to go over there to Los Angeles and coach old man Logan and Brokeback Mountain AD, good luck with that. You know what I mean? I'm telling you straight up and down. But I'd say this much, though, and this has come from the heart, man. And Bar, I think you had spoke about this before. Now, it's very easy to throw darts at Simmons, and, you know, he is what he is as well. But Doc set the tone for the finger-pointing, the excuse-making. When they asked him last year about whether Simmons could be a point guard, listen, there's internal discussion. You know how it is. We family. I might talk to you about something, and we might go at it on a certain level, but I'm not going to let somebody else, like, disrespect you. Like, players look at stuff like that. And that's why when he was in that huddle the other night, and he's like this and that, these dudes checked out on him. It's the second team that's happened. Happens once, it can happen once. Once something happens two, three times, that's a pattern of behavior. So he's culpable in this, and I'm sorry. I can't just, listen, I don't want no more Mike D'Antoni. I definitely don't want that, and Harden definitely has to go, but let's be for real. And it took me a while to admit this. Doc is a little overrated as a coach. I mean, the big ticket and those guys, they were self-motivated. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, that part I think is definitely true. That Celtic team, there was something special about them from that group. And obviously with KG, I mean, look at the players you had. Again, Pierce and Ray Allen, Rondo, Perk. That was a squad. The guys off the bench on that team, by the way. Posey being one of them.
Yep.
We've talked to him regularly. You know, that was a tough – Leon Poe, that was a good team. And they also had Tom Thibodeau, by the way, as his top defensive assistant. And that team was the best defensive team in the league. So a lot of that stuff did factor in. But you can't argue with Doc's success. I mean, the Clipper teams won a ton of games.
When they did.
Now, overtime,
when they say
you fail. Bart, don't you think this too? after a while, if you are a good team, but you fail twice or three times, by the way, you get to that third and fourth time, doesn't it like start to become like stale? Like, man, we've heard all this before.
Yeah, especially you know what when I mean? It's the same really... core. Especially when it's the same core.
Right.
You know, you think about, but the crazy thing is, Doc just got there, so he shouldn't be out of stories yet. He shouldn't be out of motivational levers to be able to pull.
I told you, I saw in the huddle, and this was last week. I know last night in the huddle was not good either. But it was earlier in this series where Doc put his fist in for everybody to put their fists in. And James Harden sitting right in front of him, didn't put his fist in. Sam Cassell put his fist in as a coach, and then Harden put his fist on Sam's fist. I know it sounds silly,
but how
whack
is
that? Told me something. Like I'm not like yeah, I don't rock with you. I'll wait for him though.
But yeah, but look how whack is that? He just got there.
Yeah, I know.
And already he checked out already. He had been there 2 months, and he already to the point where he don't want to pound a coach up.
That's why if I'm Joel Embiid, and what Key said this morning. Is nothing. He signed the extension. He's locked up till 2027. He really doesn't have leverage. But you still got to look around that franchise. You got to grab people like Elton Brand or whoever else, the owners, and say, what's going on here? What are we doing? Because I said this. Remember when I said this a little while ago? What you don't want from Joel Embiid is that he's Patrick Ewing. And that for 15 years, blood, sweat, and tears, and can't get the ring. For all the many reasons you come up with, just can't get the ring. Tried different teammates, different machinations, and all that stuff, and just doesn't get it done. Be painful to have a guy of that much talent and not have a chance to win. And Patrick had his chance to win in 94, got all the way to game 7, just couldn't get it done. You just don't want to see the same thing happen to Joel Embiid if you're the Sixers. All right, we'll continue with your calls. We also want you to tune into a National League battle Sunday. The Cardinals host the Giants. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins at 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN. We got the NFL schedules out. We'll give you some highlights, including why the Giants have a chance to win their division. We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn. Bart and Hahn.
Alan, you don't want to find yourself on Dr. Phil's couch because she will weaponize this later. She will weaponize this. If your daughter got through this, Phil, her first driver's test,
oh, no.
It's because Dad didn't pay attention to me at the father's daughter's day.
I see it, Mike. I see it. You were always on your phone. Oh, this is therapy. Mike just warned me about the therapy that is to come because I was always on my phone watching sports.
Me and you.
I love that he said she will weaponize it. That was a great call. Yeah, so the father-daughter dance is tonight, and we got games to watch. I mean, you got Rangers-Penguins tonight. I mean, that's a big game all of a sudden. Sidney Crosby's not playing, and the Rangers have a chance to force a Game 7. That's an exciting game. The Stanley Cup playoffs, by the way. I'm addicted to it, okay? So I love playoff hockey. I want to watch that. I want to watch Celtics-Bucks in Milwaukee tonight on ESPN and also ESPN Radio. I want to watch it. I want to hear it. Why? Because that could be a Game 7 on Sunday also. I want to see if Jason Tatum's got it. Bart, does he have it in him on the road to outplay Giannis in an elimination game and get his team back on track? Because he had it in him to have this team on the doorstep of being up 3-2 instead of down 3-2, and then it all fell apart. Marcus Smart had the worst luck ever for the last 2 minutes of that game. Yeah. Then, of course, you got Grizzlies and Warriors. Are the Warriors going to stop messing around and put this Grizzly team away? Are the Grizzlies going to get a road win, a gritty one, without Ja? I mean, there's some stuff to watch tonight.
Yeah,
I'm going to be sitting there and just dance?
Yeah, way to take away my can't wait segment. You just pretty much did it right there. So
well, that's later
you will.
You know how they say, there's always new listeners.
Yeah,
there's always new listeners.
we're good.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The NFC East has the easiest strength of schedule based on last year's records. The Cowboys have the easiest of all, but the Giants are right there with them. The Commanders, Giants, Eagles, all of them have the easiest schedule.
Partly because they play each other.
And then they play each other. But if you look at, like, are we just going to concede that it should be the Cowboys?
Oh, not at all.
So you trust Jalen Hurts and the Eagles? You trust Carson Wentz and the Commanders?
I trust.
Who do you trust?
I trust the Giants
I do.
And I trust the Eagles. I trust that A.J. Brown with Devontae Smith and, you know, all the offseason acquisitions that they had and their drafts can put them right there. Remember, it was a playoff team last year as well. So it's not like they didn't improve. They improved and Dallas got worse, right? They're not a better football team without Randy Gregory. They're not a better team without Amari Cooper. So, like, who's to say that this version of the Dallas Cowboys is the same as last year? So we know, to me, that they improved, and we would think that with the Giants, the fact that they got somebody that can solidify the offensive line, Evan Neal, and the fact that they got another pass rusher, that's just solidified. Now, are they a better team without Bradbury? No. But they have improved in glaring and plugged up glaring holes.
Okay, they open at Tennessee.
That's always a tough game. That's about toughness.
Then their home game is Carolina the following week.
Let me tell you something.
They got the Cowboys, which they always seem to play the Cowboys like in the first week or two. This is week three, and that's Monday Night Football, all right, at home. This schedule, Bears, Packers, and it's at Packers, Ravens. Then they got Jacksonville and Seattle in a bye, and then Houston. I mean, and then Detroit. I mean, you can make some hay here, man.
They got to get fat early.
Yeah.
So we got some breaking news a little bit.
Oh, breaking news sounder.
Can't wait.
Woo, woo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting here, I'm watching Daryl Morey in his press conference.
7-Eleven Sports.
Yeah, 7-Elevensports.com, right? You know what I'm saying? Get your big free with a big goal. Breaking news. Just in, Daryl Morey says that the Philadelphia 76ers shall retain the rights of their head coach, Doc Rivers.
Doc's not being fired.
Doc's not being fired.
Mm-hmm. John Kincaid said that earlier in the show.
Later, Doc Rivers traded to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Would the Lakers give up a second-round pick for Doc?
Yes. No, listen, yes. Yes.
We're not firing him, but we might trade him. That would be something.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. No. If they keep Doc.
So they're going to run it back, the same thing.
Well, then they need to tell James Harden, like, make it clear to him, like, this is your coach. Mm-hmm. Figure it out.
If it don't work out, we'll give you Sam Cassell in the middle of the season.
Oof. Right. Yeah, maybe that's what they say. Maybe they have to give it more time, and if it's still not right, then we'll make a change. By then, I mean, James has to come back motivated. He better, because they're not. They shouldn't give him a dime. All right, pick up your option, play for 47 mil, and prove something. There's a lot at stake for James Harden this offseason, man.
I mean, you look at what he did last offseason. He hung out with the baby, got caught up with weed in London, and went on this fat bench.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to get him in trouble, too, roping him in with some other guys. Did you see this interview that Jim Crane, the Houston Astros owner, had with USA Today?
No.
Where he took shots at Brian Cashman. Remember, Cashman told The Athletic that whole Astros sign-stealing thing. Remember he went on that rant about 2017, how basically took the ring off his finger? Right, remember?
Yeah.
Illegal, horrific. He was saying all that stuff. So Jim Crane shot back in USA Today. He said, there's a letter, and you're talking about, remember the one, the Yankee letter in 2017 that the Yankees wanted to keep sealed and they didn't? And you were doing it too. You were there, dude. This is Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros. What are you talking about? Wow. And then Cashman shot back that Crane's comments were a deflection. Trying to equate probably an equivalent of a parking ticket to maybe 162 felonies. Shots fired. The Yankees and the Astros are both off to great starts. Angels, by the way, how about Anaheim with Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout?
You ain't going to say Syndergaard?
You could say Syndergaard. But their two biggest stars are Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout.
That is true.
Your Mets continue to roll. Brewers, Dodgers, Padres, everybody's pretty much on pace to win 100 or more games.
But it pales in comparison to the start of who?
Who?
The Seas.
I said the Yankees. I have them in.
Oh, okay. I know you said the Seas.
I said the Yankees and Astros.
Oh, I don't call them the Yankees. I call them the Seas.
The Seas? Yeah. Our good friend Michael Kay. Did you see the show last night that Stanton and Judge put on?
Yeah.
In Chicago?
Did the one that Judge hit land yet? Did it land yet?
Oh, my God. Well, how about the video of the dude that yelled, "Stanton, you're overrated!" Next pitch. He just hit a bomb.
Like, your mama.
Don't even bat
what?
Flip.
Your mama.
Don't even. You're overrated.
Your mama.
Exactly. teams on pace to lose 100 or more games. Red Sox, Royals.
Don't say Tigers. You better not 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 say Tigers.
Tigers.
Tigres.
Royals. You say the Royals?
I said the Royals. Okay. The Royals.
Yeah, they
But the team I'm loving the most here is the Red Sox. What the hell is going on in Boston?
You know how they do it. They like the Giants, man. They win 2 years, lose 2 years, win 2 years, lose 2 years.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm good with them
maybe
losing.
Maybe that's the way it goes.
I'm good with it.
But yeah. Renee and I are both very good with this.
Renee, just you alive?
Just keep that energy.
I'm here, man. I'm in the honeycomb hideout right now.
You just look like you look like Casper the Friendly Ghost on the Zoom.
Yeah, he's been just kind of lurking throughout this whole show. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses with affordable coverage options. Quote today at progressivecommercial.com. We have your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I hope what Bart can't wait to see involves ice and a puck.
Meh.
It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Beefy.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. Bart, what are the two greatest words in sports?
Ouch.
That's one word. This weekend we could have a whole bunch of game sevens. You've got it's already on Saturday. You got a whole bunch of game sevens in the NHL, and you have one on Sunday coming between Dallas and Phoenix. And Devin Booker's like, it's two greatest words in sports. All right, game seven. But yeah, it's only great if you win them. Now it's good to be home. That'd be nice. But we could have even more game sevens. Depends on what happens tonight between, again, Boston and Milwaukee. I mean, Boston can force a game seven back in Boston. Can Memphis pull off a shocker and win in Golden State and make that a game seven back in Memphis? That'd be this weekend. And then tonight, we've got a bunch of games in the NHL that could force more game sevens. But I'll tell you what, man. What I want to see tonight is if the New York Rangers have it in them to get it done. So reports are, Emily Kaplan's reporting that Sidney Crosby is out tonight, but he has a concussion.
Oh.
So.
Soft.
They call it upper body injury in the NHL. They don't tell you.
Yeah.
So it's a concussion. She's reporting through sources it's a concussion. But he did skate this morning in the morning skate.
Well, that's what
they do.
Which
is a good sign. So you tell me, Bart, concussion-wise, could you see him returning for a game seven?
If they force one? Absolutely. See, what you do is
it would be Sunday.
That's no problem. Like, skating is to see with the new blood circulation if his symptoms come back, right? So today is important. That's important as far as clearing the protocol. So they're going to see if he's okay to clear the protocol. If he clears the protocol, then he can skate. So he's going to skate regardless because he's the leader.
And he's been the difference maker for them, too. It's amazing how the minute he came out of that game at the Garden – That whole thing flipped. He has dominated the series. I mean, he's an older player now. He's not the kid. But it's just incredible how much that line has dominated this series. How many more things do you take away from the Penguins and look at the Rangers and say, can you beat them now? I mean, they're down to their third goalie. How much more you take away from them?
That's why if he do play, the first thing you do is you go at him, and then his teammates on the other end should be able to protect him. If anybody come trying to check him hard, you go kick their ass immediately.
Mm. Yeah, it's definitely something to watch tonight. It's big. Like I said, I got the father-daughter dance tonight and all that stuff. But if you don't think for a minute I'm not watching this thing on my phone, that's a huge game for the Rangers. See if they can get it done. See if we are back in 10 seconds, because we will be.
Bart and Hahn. There is so much going on in sports this weekend.
Here comes Showtime with the hammer
for the win.
And Bart's got...
Can't wait.
Can't wait on Bart and Hahn.
All right, Bart. Time to see what you can't wait to see this week. And it can't wait, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. So give me some stuff. We got a big weekend. I mean, it could be a potential of, I mean, there'd be countless game sevens. There's already three in the NHL. There's already one in the NBA for this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We could have five of, what, three more, four more?
Exactly. And that's what I'm excited about. Excited to see if these games can be pushed to a game seven. But first, I'm going to start with something I never really start with, and we haven't had one, even though Canelo lost last week, to Bivitol, right? So now we got Jermell Charlo versus Castaño, which is a rematch. So that's going to be a juicy, spicy nugget right there. Can't wait to see that one. Can't wait to see if Golden State can stump out the Memphis Grizzlies, or if those pesky little kids are going to continue to be annoying. And also, you have to go to Giannis, right? You talk about Marcus Smart costing his team the game with his costly turnovers at the end of the game. Can he come back and have a great game to force a Game 7 in the Boston Garden, which used to be a place where nobody can win Game 7s but the Celtics there back in the day when you talk about Bird, stolen by Dennis Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Parrish, McHale. Can you do all of that? I'm excited to see if that can happen. And also, man, oh, man, you talk about those Lightning versus the Maple Leafs, man. That is the greatest matchup going on this weekend, man. You talk about hockey, that is hockey at its purest.
About a meltdown in Toronto if they don't win that game. Like they haven't got out of the playoffs since the first round of 2004.
Got the champs. Like,
it's been forever since they've gotten out of the first round.
Got the champs, man. The Lightning is, I mean, they got three titles.
Hard to kill. That's what
they're like. Michael Myers. They're like Michael Myers, son. They got championship pedigree.
What's today? What's today?
Friday.
The 13th.
Michael Myers.
Did you even realize
of
what
course.
You did?
I did.
No, you didn't.
These bars on the pianos get real, son.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Chills up your spine, right? Chills up your spine when you hear that.
Listen. This came out in the 70s when you were chilling, and he's still alive. Just let him live then. At the point, just move out of the town. Michael, you can have the whole town, son. It's all you.
Horror movies always have that same thing, right? They always have that same thing where it's just like,
why
do you still live there?
Just leave.
Like, Poltergeist was the craziest thing because you're like, really? Or Amityville Horror, when they made the second one, you're like, who the hell bought the house? What are you, crazy? Burn it down.
Just burn it and leave. Insurance
fraud. Burn it down, put up some trees, plant some trees and just call it a park. Like, yeah. Nobody's living here anymore.
They're going to make a tree house.
It doesn't make sense.
Make a tree house. The ghost still lives.
Somebody builds a tree house. Why did you build a tree house?
Make a bird house. I can come out of the house. Any house on this grounds is my house.
It's always like one person, and no matter what, just keeps coming back. And like, right. So they take the tree house down, then he builds a bird house.
Yeah, like, dummy.
Stop building houses on that
the
property.
The spirit lives in the house, dummy. Y'all are going to laugh at you.
Right. Yo, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with me, though, because I'm definitely going to I'm going to this father-daughter dance, and I'm going to watch the games. I'm not going to apologize.
Listen, bro, and what you do is, so going with dad is always cool. You always got to have that don't tell mom moment. Ice cream after 8 o'clock, it don't matter. We're going to get some ice cream. We're doing whatever we want to do.
Well, that's definitely going to happen.
We're getting candy, Sugar Factory, whatever we want. Get half red dye, 88, and ribbon flapping.
Look, man, all I know is that if I can't watch, I'm going to listen to it because the NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. And if I can't watch this thing, I might, like you said, I'll just put the one earbud in. Tuning in tonight, Bucks hosting the Celtics, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. And yes, we have hockey. We also have the Rangers and the Penguins, and that's a huge game. It's a big game in New York. A playoff team in New York trying to get something done. The Nets couldn't even win a game. So let's see if the Rangers can force a game seven. A whole week in a game sevens, Bart Scott. I'm looking forward to it, my man. I will see you Monday.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.